You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the free version of the Michael Savage podcast, and I'm going to keep it free for all of you. But there are many of you who would love to be able to listen to my show without any ads. I love ads, but many of you want to listen to the podcast free of ads. So we created something for you, a solution. We call it the Savage Premium. For less than the price of one flat, tasteless beer at your local bar, you can receive access to all of my podcasts going back years ad-free for just $3.99. That's it, $3.99 a month. You'll get not only my ad-free podcast, but you will also occasionally receive access to material that is exclusive for members only, and I'm going to give you the list in a minute of what you've missed. You're going to get an occasional monologue from me, maybe a reading from one of my novels, sneak peeks of interviews before anyone else hears them, archive pieces dating back to 1994. Many things that come up, you're going to get exclusive access to Michael Savage material. Details can be seen on my website, michaelsavage.com, and if you want to join, all you got to do is go to glow.fm and search Savage Premium. That's glow.fm and search Savage Premium. Now, you will always have access to my free weekly podcast. I want to be clear about that. That's my promise to you. But if you want less ads and more Savage, join the Savage Premium Club today and never miss a spoken word of mine. It's glow.fm/Savage Premium. You can find it on michaelsavage.com. And here's some of the stuff that you have missed so far. Michael Savage reading from his best-selling novel, Countdown to Mecca. My words, my voice. Savage reads from one of his lost journals, Fiji, 1968. Savage's first drive time show, Hour One. My interview with the Jewish gangster, very popular. I read from my first written published article, Who Is at the Helm, from 1965. It's heard nowhere but on my premium site. I read passages from my novel, Abuse of Power. We replayed Fat Al's Tuna. My Savage show from 324.94, the earliest show in the archive, 324.94. My interview with Donald Trump from 110.2011. 110.2011, while Mark Levin was mocking him and Sean Hannity was mocking him and the others were mocking him, I was interviewing Trump. Much more. And remember, subscribers also get ad-free podcasts every week. The cost is less than a beer at a bar, and you get a better buzz with the Savage Premium. So go to glow.fm/Savage Premium for full access to ad-free podcasts and exclusive sound you'll not hear anywhere else. Thank you very much.
Well, joining me now is the host of the Michael Savage Show podcast, the man who coined the term liberalism is a mental disorder, our good friend, Dr. Michael Savage. Dr. Savage, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Grant. Well, you said there's no honor among thieves, and we have a thieving administration. We'll just say it like it is. How much of this money that was stolen, which is estimated, by the way, between $80 and $400 billion, international scam artists from Russia, China, Nigeria, and other places use stolen identities. This is according to NBC News, which is as far from conservative as you can get. They ripped us off to half the number of dollars that were given out. The federal government gave away $900 billion in pandemic-related unemployment benefits, okay? But they say $87 to $400 billion is missing. And this dummy up there, this dummy called the president, is now wanting to tax middle-class Americans under the guise of taxing the rich. This is a crazy administration. They can't give out the money that they're stealing fast enough, so they want to steal more of it. It gets crazy. I mean, we can read the whole story. Lamborghinis, mansions, Mercedes fleeing the country by breaking off their ankle bracelets, running back to Montenegro, Nigeria, China, Russia. None of them have been caught. And this one now wants to tax the richest people in America who are already being taxed to death. You know, Grant, people don't know this, but do you know that China and Russia do not have inheritance taxes? Can you believe this? China and Russia do not have inheritance taxes. We're one of the few countries in the world that has an inheritance tax. We are more taxed than communist countries are under this one.
Yeah. And that is a shame, because you think of people's parents out there work all their lives. They paid their taxes on the money that they earned. Then, God forbid, they pass along and they can't hand that money down tax free to their loved ones. They get taxed on it. And of course, if you could hand it down tax free, could you imagine what an economic boost that might be to the economy?
Well, let's say a family works all their lives to hold on to a big family farm, and they want to pass it on to their children who want to be farming. The children can't even pay the taxes on that farm because the taxes are so criminal in amounts. So we're taxing people out of businesses. We're taxing people out of their farms, taxing them off their factories. And I have to repeat again, because, you know, people have a very limited ability to listen to what anyone's saying on television or anywhere else. We don't listen to each other at all anymore. I have to repeat it. China and Russia do not have inheritance taxes. What people don't know is that Bernie Sanders, the naked communist, is running the Senate, Finance Committee. I believe he's the head of the Senate Finance Committee, Grant, last I checked. He is actually dictating to the senile president, or whoever it is who's pulling his strings, tax policy. It's Bernie Sanders who employs the worst people in the world to write these new tax plans. And we say, well, what's wrong with taxing billionaires? Well, for one, it may be billionaires today, but it won't be billionaires tomorrow. As everyone knows, when they get through taxing them, they then go down the line, and then they'll take everything away from everybody until there's nothing left. As Margaret Thatcher famously said, socialism is wonderful until you run out of other people's money. I don't think Joe got that during his formative years.
Hey, let me just remind everybody. Look, if you got $100 million in net worth, you're doing pretty well for yourself. But that's what it is. It's not even a billionaire tax. It's $100 million if the family has it. A lot of money, but they're also the job creators. And they're also the ones buying lots of things that people build for them. And they want to go after all those folks. It's not right. And to think, I'm so glad you pointed out, Bernie Sanders, a self-described socialist running the Finance Committee. We've gone
He's
mad.
Not a socialist. Dr. Michael
Savage.
He's been a naked communist his entire life. He's a bum. He's a mook. He's a no-goodnik. He's never held a job in his life. He's a slacker. And this man is on the Senate Finance Committee writing the laws along with communists from UC Berkeley, by the way. I can give you the names. People don't need to know them. Yeah. These are people who hate success, and they punish successful people.
Yeah. Well, you put it much better than I did as it comes to Bernie Sanders. I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you, Dr. Savage.
No double talk, just one man's opinion.
So a man who has been sounding the alarm over the globalist attempted hijacking of the world is, of course, the host of the Michael Savage Show podcast, our good friend, Dr. Michael Savage. Dr. Savage, welcome.
I admire what you've just done in such a few minutes. It's so complicated what you said, Grant. I would need at least an hour to expand on it. I'm going to try and do this in bullet points. The fact is, medical tyranny has been used from villages to nations, and now to United Nations to control populations. I've studied this for years. 30 years ago, I tried to publish a book called Immigrants and Epidemics. I had already been a best-selling author. My publisher said, I love the book. We can't publish it because it offends immigrants. Now, let's fast forward to now. The UN is headed by a group of do-nothings. The UN should be dismantled. I've said so. You've said so. Has the UN stopped the war between Ukraine and Russia? No. Will the World Health Organization stop the next pandemic? Absolutely not. In fact, it's probably going to spread the next pandemic. Who is the head of WHO? This guy Tedros with that weird face. He is a hardcore Maoist from Ethiopia. He came from the far left Tigrayan People's Liberation Army in Ethiopia, Grant. Communist Ethiopian political party, Tigrayan People's Liberation Front. He is now running the WHO. Now let's jump to America. We have a man in charge of DHS, Mayorkas, who in just a week will destroy what Donald Trump did to protect America. He will destroy it. We're going to be flooded with 500,000 to a million new illegal immigrants pouring over our borders. How many of them, Grant, will be infected with COVID? No tests. Tuberculosis? No tests. Plague? No tests. Pouring into America. How does Mayorkas get away with this, Grant? Enemies in the past could not have gotten away with this. Now, let me jump cut to another image. I must jump for one last point. As again, this is a subject that's near and dear to my heart. I'm going to take the listeners of your great show back to the 14th century. The Mongols hurled plague-infected cadavers into the besieged Crimean city of Kaffa, which started the Black Death throughout Europe. You say, what the hell does that have to do with what he's talking about? Well, Mayorkas is not throwing plague-infected cadavers into America. He's bringing COVID and TB-infected immigrants into America. How different is that than the Mongols hurling plague-infected cadavers over the city walls? These people are crazy. Well, these are ideologues who hate America, or they're totally insane, or both. And I will stop right here, because there's so much more to be said. Remember, Grant, China built the Great Wall of China to keep out the Mongol immigrants. And now we have Mayorkas and Biden taking our border apart, letting infected immigrants run over America like cockroaches.
Dr. Savage, I'm glad you brought up the connection to immigration, because it is about open borders. I mean, look, George Soros has an open border society. He wants the entire world to be open borders. And then it's about big government ruling everyone. Let me play a clip from you from the UN Secretary General, which really spells up a lot of what they're actually after here. Roll this.
At this perilous moment, we need to build trust through dialogue and diplomacy, inclusion, equality, and the focus on fighting humanity's common enemies, COVID-19, poverty, and unrelenting climate crisis.
Inclusion, equity, and they throw in COVID-19, the China virus. Dr. Savage, the last word.
I don't have a last word. I have to write a last book to cover this subject, Grant. You're doing a job that's Herculean in its task. Summary is this. Who is being led by a plant put in there by China? Never forget, Tedros was put in there by China. Tedros comes from Communist Ethiopian Party. In America, we have Mayorkas, who came from Cuba, who has torn our border apart and is now next week going to flood America with illegal immigrants, many of whom are infected with COVID and tuberculosis. It's a nightmare, and I don't know where the Republicans are. We're worried about two morons slapping each other at the Oscars. That's America's biggest problem. Two schmucks slapping each other. That took over the news now for three days. All the liberals forgot the war in Ukraine. That was their big issue.
Well, of course, now you're on another subject that's near to my heart. Sadly, there are more people that are interested in watching TMZ than watching programs like this or listening to your radio program. That's the problem with America right now, is we don't have enough engaged people. Dr. Savage, as always, I appreciate you laying it all out for us, as you always do. Thank you.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
With us is Michael Savage, the host of the Michael Savage podcast. Great to have you tonight, Michael. Good to see you on a Saturday. This is truly, so disturbing on so many levels here. This border was already a mess. Now Title 42 is going away.
Bianca, thanks for having me on your show today. It's probably the greatest travesty to ever hit the United States of America. A foreign government could not get away with what Biden is going to do to this country. Even Democrats are begging him to stop, even the most pro-immigrant Democrats, including Kristen Sinema de Arizona, Mark Kelly de Arizona, are begging Biden to keep Title 42 in place. Let me give your audience some numbers. We're expecting 500,000 uneducated, many diseased, illegal immigrants to cross the United States-Mexico border every month. That's 6 million people to the United States of America. That's the equivalent of a population the size of Atlanta, Georgia, or Fresno each month.
And I think it's really important, and not only the numbers, Michael, where are these people coming from? Who are they? These aren't Mexicans. Everyone that we're hearing, they know that they're coming from as far away from, you know, they're from Cuba, they're from Russia, they're from Ukraine, they're from Afghanistan. Yes. And here they are. They get a 45-minute screening and then a call back for an asylum. And we don't even know where they're put. They're on these secret flights. It seems that this is, you know, something that you would think that we would not want to have happening, and yet it's allowed.
The head of DHS, Mayorkas, should be impeached along with the president, because even Bob Menendez, the most pro-immigrant Democrat of all, is saying, wait a minute, if you lift Title 42, which permitted the Border Patrol to keep people out who may be diseased. It controlled the influx by throwing it in the garbage to appease occasional cortex, to appease the drug cartels. Who in the world is Biden listening to? Who is calling this policy out when even Democrats are saying you can't do this?
Yeah.
Now, let's talk.
Well, can we talk about the COVID money? I mean, more COVID spending, as we learned that nearly $80 billion in disaster relief loans were stolen, and now they're getting more.
Yes, that's right. These are the same people who don't know where the money went. Now they want to tax people, more people taxed. But the illegal immigrants are the biggest problem, because many of them are criminals, many of them are diseased, many of them are carrying fentanyl and other dangerous drugs. What sane nation on earth permits this to happen? It's as though we're being invaded by a foreign army every month and no one says anything. You raise the issue of Ukrainians coming in. I'm all for helping the poor Ukrainians temporarily.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
But do people know that many people in Ukraine are infected with tuberculosis? It's actually endemic in regions of Ukraine? TB. So say, what? How come? Because it's really not that highly developed nation in some areas. So now we're going to have an influx of people with COVID, tuberculosis, and other illnesses. Say, am I making it up? It's a medical fact. People can check it out. And so why is Biden permitting this to happen? Who is he answering to when even Democrats are begging him to keep Title 42 in place? Who is he answering to? Bianca, do you have any idea? I don't know who he's answering to.
There's a lot of theories swirling out there about what these people will do when they get here and who they will eventually end up voting for. But of course, the crisis is happening. It is real. And our country that we love so much, obviously, we want to have strong borders. Without borders, you are not a country. It is obviously something that is a forefront right now, and at least it's getting some more attention. Michael Savage, thank you so much for spending some of your Saturday night with us here. We appreciate it.
Donald Trump's biggest issue should be immigration. It's probably the biggest issue there is.
And I think we might hear from that tonight. Of course,
I hope so.
We do hope so. There's a lot for him to talk about in our country, obviously, unfortunately.
Bianca, we had order under Trump. We have chaos now under Biden. Thanks for having me.
Well said. Well said. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
Savage.
It's always good to get a little perspective from our very good friend, Dr. Michael Savage, host of the Michael Savage podcast. And it is our pleasure to wish you a very happy birthday, Michael. I know that it happens to be a milestone birthday, and we're so glad to share part of the day with you. Michael, you've lived through a lot of highs and lows in American history. I'll put it that way. What's it like to watch our 78-year-old President Biden bumbling his way through this presidency like a bull in a china shop?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on tonight. It's always a pleasure. I don't want to knock him for his age because I'm older than him. But one of the reasons I do the Newsmax TV show is because I watch the replay after the show. And I made a commitment to myself. The day I start sounding like Joe Biden is the day I leave television and my podcasting. Thus far, I've been blessed with the ability to articulate and form sentences without stumbling, without criticizing myself, without stepping on my own feet. I've never seen anything like this. He's an embarrassment. He is destroying America on a daily basis. We can go into every policy. And of course, we don't have to look any further than what he is doing with regard to the men and women thing. I mean, you want to talk about that or borders, language and culture, I'd be glad to do it. Or whatever the issue may be, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, for example. This was established in 1913 by Theodore Roosevelt as bunker fuel for our U.S. Navy. So our ships could run, Joe. They are not all nuclear. The oil is there in case we need it for our Navy in an emergency. Strategic oil reserve. Who would drain a strategic oil reserve in order to lower gas prices by 1 cent for one day, other than this doofus? So I don't know who is advising him, but everything he does makes no sense to me, which is why I'm celebrating my birthday today and wearing purple, because I think he's in a purple haze and I'm not.
I think he's in a purple haze, a green haze. He can't figure it out. Let me tell you, he doesn't even know where he's at. Yeah. But let me ask you, as you were talking about your mantra being borders, language, and culture, I mean, look, we're looking at America right now where borders are more open than ever. Our language is constantly in dispute. And what about our culture? I mean, we can't even define what a woman is anymore without offending half of the nation. I mean, what is this? Is your message obsolete, or do you think we can salvage this country?
I'll tell you what I really think. You know, before the show, sometimes I go to my little prayer book given to me by my grandmother when I was 13. I never really was a religious person. Like every other kid, I figured, thanks, Grandma, but I paid no attention. But, you know, I've carried it with me through all these years, and there's a thing you read in the afternoon, for the afternoon prayers that I just found, which it says, thank you, God, for distinguishing between the day and the night, between the light and the darkness. But listen to this, between the holy and the profane. So in other words, every human being understands what happens when the light goes down and it becomes night. But why have we forgotten the differential between the holy and the profane? Right now, Disney has erased the words boy and girl from theme parks. Have they remembered that this nation knows what the holy and the profane is? Fox News hires the egomaniac Caitlyn Jenner as a commentator. Now, why would they hire an egomaniac like Caitlyn Jenner? What is her specialty other than being an egomaniac and producing maniacal children? Nevertheless, the world has lost its bearings. So the answer to me is very simple. At this stage of my life, looking at it all, what can save America? I know it sounds like a holy roller thing, and I am not religious, but I swear to you, I think the only thing that can save America is a faith-based return to God. Whatever the religion may be, without God, we are absolutely screwed. It's an earth spinning off its axis. Nobody knows north from south, east from west, up from down, light from dark, holy or profane. That's my birthday message on this day.
Well, Michael, you know, on a birthday, you blow out the candles on your cake and you have a wish. I know you're not supposed to give that away, but would you mind sharing with us what your wish is on this milestone birthday?
I haven't given one, but I certainly have thought of only one thing, which is all I ask God for is the health of my family. I never ask for anything because I found out something in life. I've been given a lot. I've worked hard since I'm a little kid, all of that. Good. But I don't ask God. I found something out. If you ask for too much, you get nothing, or God punishes you. Don't ask for any more. Just give my children, give my family health. That's all I ask for. I ask for nothing more. I don't even ask for me anymore. I ask for them. Honestly, that's my wish. I don't have a cake to blow out the candles, but, you know, I really appreciate
you. I know we were saying that. We failed. But you know what, Michael? Mercy did say she wants to sing happy birthday to finish out the segment. So I'll just let her. Mercedes, the floor is all yours.
I'm just not a singer, but I can try. But I think I would embarrass the whole entire
Mercy wants to sing. I'm putting her on the spot.
Newsmax family.
You're a singer?
Dr. Michael Savage. She is.
I can send my five children.
In the
children.
Breaks, you should hear her.
The five children, Schlapp children, they can sing and play guitar. So next time I'm bringing the Von Schlapps and they'll sing for you, doctor. How about that?
I cannot wait. And I will never wear the purple hat again. This is only for the birthdays.
Oh, so special. Well, again, so glad we could share a little bit of your day with you. Dr. Michael Savage, happy birthday again. Thanks for taking time to be here.
Really, thank you. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, thank you.